Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited for this week's show, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
I said, start with the name Virginia Dare. Change one letter to an N, and you can rearrange the result to spell two words, five letters and seven letters, that you might see on a map. And as a hint, I said one of the words was a proper noun. What are the words?
Well, I couldn't spell you are here, so I give up.
Well, if you change the G to an N, you can spell river and Indiana.
Bah! Now I see it.
Well, it's easy when I tell you, isn't it? All right, Ian, on August 25th, 1835, the New York Sun published the first of six articles detailing the discovery of life and civilization on the moon. Named the Great Moon Hoax, the story was attributed to Sir John Herschel, a well-known astronomer of the time, but a reporter named Richard Locke took credit for the hoax some 5 years later. The story succeeded in increasing the sun's circulation, and even after the hoax was discovered, the paper did not print a retraction. To commemorate the Great Moon Hoax, this week our quiz is about other fictional depictions of the moon.
Okay.
In a 2011 film subtitled Dark of the Moon, the Apollo 11 moon mission is a cover story devised to investigate the crash landing of a device that can end the war between the Autobots and the Decepticons. Dark of the Moon is the third live-action installment in what film franchise?
The Transformers.
That is right, and that's about enough said about those movies, so we will move on right to the next question. The 1865 novel From the Earth to the Moon recounts the story of a post-Civil War society and their attempts to send three of their members to the moon. Noted for the author's inclusion of calculations for the cannon that is built to launch the space vehicle, it was written by what author? 4 years before his novel 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Well, I have a 50-50 shot.
The coin is in the air. And
I'll say Jules Verne.
You are right. And From the Earth to the Moon, the novel inspired the 1902 film A Trip to the Moon, which was the first science fiction film.
Wow.
Played by actress Gates McFadden, Commander Beverly Crusher was born in 2324 in Copernicus City, a city on the surface of the moon. For six of the seven seasons of the show she was on, the character was written out of season two, and in subsequent movies, Crusher served as the chief medical officer on the starship Enterprise, under the command of Captain Jean-Luc Picard, played by whom?
Patrick Stewart.
That's right. And Patrick Stewart actually had a part in bringing Gates McFadden back to the show after she was written out of season two. The 2005 work titled The End of the Moon, a 90-minute monologue about topics ranging from nanotechnology to penguins, was one of the products of the 2003 residency of performance artist Laurie Anderson, who is to date the only person to hold the title of artist in residence at what governmental agency?
I suppose NASA?
That's a good supposition, because it is correct. And finally, what classic 1947 children's book, the text of which is essentially one long rhyming poem, was written by Margaret Wise Brown and is about a rabbit who, before going to sleep, addresses a number of objects in his room, including a balloon, kittens, and the light?
Goodnight Mush, I thought, was the funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life when I used to read Goodnight Moon.
That is right. What governmental agency have you been the artist in residence for? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
And if you're pretty sure that's no moon, well, you could double check at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase lunar eclipse. Change one letter to an R, and you can rearrange the result to spell two words, five letters and seven letters, for things an architect might use. And as a hint, one of the words is plural. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time in September next week.
We'll see you next week and next month.